Lion. Body color of hay, big cat. Staring face, a fearless look. Wild showpiece, out featuring all eagles flying and whales swimming. Hunger switches you on, big cat. Toe walk breaks into trots, into athletic dash. You flash claw daggers at crusher jaws to hug a wildebeest and pull it down to open and grab its guts. Oh, what a love for flesh. What a stunning show, with a devouring for only contact. Companions, fellow lions, only big cats. Vermin and flies choose you. Night sky carries your quaking roars. Do your good looks and strength preserve your essential loneliness.
Hens and cocks. Folk are not mistaken when they say that we lay every day, don't we just? As we scratch about among the clay and the dust of the dock. But they're wrong to say a rooster administers the booster shot. He does not. Take it from the ladies of the stock, it's a cock.
Thank you.
under juicy leaf trees, walking with their children under juicy leaf trees. Elephants, elephants, walking like time. Elephants bathing in the foam floody river, fountaining their children in the mother river. Elephants, elephants, bathing like happiness. Strong and gentle elephants standing on the earth. Strong and gentle elephants, like peace. Time is walking under elephant trees. Happiness is bathing in the elephant river. Strong, gentle peace is shining all over the elephant.
Thank you.
personages with long ears. They wear large shoes, thick grey coats, and occupy the ends of rows. They sagely nod, thus present the air of one who knows. They scribble notes on counterpoint, and when the band begins to play, they waggle those stupendous ears, open their mouths, and bray. Suddenly, under the sun's widening eye, two notes from half a mile away. Did we hear it? Too far, too deep in trees, waking their giant bones from sleep, to be quite sure. Again, a bird's voice, C and A flat. Treacherous sweetness in two clear notes out of the forest's well of growth. April's soft upheaval. We set our tools aside and listen hard to hear it calling in the leafless woods, excited by this glamorous parasite who pitches camp in a small bird's plundered nest, grows fat on murder, and in a stolen house rehearses two notes in an angel's voice.
Thank you.
Now, children, this fine animal is called a pianist.
One day he will delight us all with Chopin or with Liszt.
Perhaps. But there's a price to pay. Sometimes he feels quite sad.
As he regales our ears with scales, knowing it drives us mad.
Look, two of them. Keep very quiet. They are concentrating.
The pianist doesn't bite, but interruptions are frustrating.
Can you give them sugar lumps? No, children, I think not.
Just wait until you're sure they're finished, then applaud a lot.
How we admire the pianists, their hard and worthwhile labors.
How fervently we hope they'll never be our next door neighbor.
Thank you.
Full menagerie in Pali present the carnival finale.